There's plenty of reaction to President Trump's decision to name former UN Ambassador John Bolton as his new national security adviser. In South Korea, the head of Parliament's Defense Committee called the appointment worrisome because it comes ahead of an expected meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. There's also been a negative reaction from Iran because Bolton has called for the nuclear deal there to be scrapped. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst. He's with the Security Studies Program at MIT and joins us in the studio. Jim, what do you make of this news?
Well, I'll put my cards on the table. I've never been a big John Bolton fan. He's someone who, over many, many years, has said, always been a shoot first and ask questions later when it came to foreign policy. He's advocated not simply revoking the Iran deal, but regime change in Iran, as well as carrying out a military strike against North Korea. So those are troubling views, and I think. And, of course, he had supported the war in Iraq and to this day still thinks that that was a good idea. So there are a lot of disagreements there. He, to his credit, he is well regarded as a skilled bureaucratic player, a smart guy. Mm-hmm. So there are pluses as well as minuses. I guess my overall reaction, though, is we seem to the president is moving away from any sort of model that might be a Lincoln team of rivals to one more of group. Think he wants to find people he's comfortable with, people he thinks are going to agree with him, and that can work, and it can be a disaster.
Let's listen to Bolton here on Fox News last year talking about President Trump's options regarding North Korea's nuclear program.
You're down to two choices: eliminate the regime through reunification or through coup. That's sort of a second best solution in my view, or eliminate the weapons. That's what it comes down to.
We're just, you know, a matter of weeks away from a potential meeting between yes. President Trump and the North Korean leader. What do you think John Bolton's appointment means for that?
Well, I think it reduces the likelihood of a diplomatic resolution. But at the end of the day, the president is his own man. You know, and one of the questions will be, how long will Mr. Bolton last?
Right.
As you pointed out, we're number
three
now.
Already lost two national security
exactly.
advisors. Yeah.
And so I think he's very skilled at interpersonal relations. He's reputed to be sort of a kiss-up, kick-down sort of guy. I mean, I think he got appointed because he gets along with Mr. Trump. But the president will make his own decisions. And then he'll have to sort of live with that. But I what I worry about, stepping back from, you know, a person's policy preferences or their ideology, is just sort of the chaos of the thing. I mean, even before all this started, we had lots of empty chairs. We didn't have an ambassador to South Korea. We didn't right. have a confirmed assistant secretary of state for Asia Pacific. Now we have new secretary of state who hasn't been confirmed, and we have a new national security advisor who's joining, you know, a month before the sit-down. So lots of moving parts, lots of chaos here. That is not the ideal situation that you want to go into a negotiation with.
What about the Iran nuclear deal? Is that just done at this point?
Well, I'm reluctant to predict it, but I would say certainly the consensus is that the president has surrounded himself with people who agree with him that right. the deal should be ripped up. So let's think about that for a minute. What does that mean? It means it gets ripped up, and then the Iranians get to vote. They get to decide how they handle it. So the U.S. will have isolated itself, and maybe the Iranians will stay in the agreement just with the Europeans and the Russians and the Chinese. But there will be a hard push in Iran to resume enrichment. And if they do resume enrichment, there will be a hard push within the White House to respond to that with the use of military force.
What about Bolton and Russia and President Putin? Is he likely to influence President Trump in one way or another on that issue?
I don't think so. I think the president has what appears to be strong views there. He hasn't been moved by previous advisors. I don't think he's going to be moved by this advisor.
Do you think that Bolton agrees with him on Russia? Would have congratulated President Putin on that 75% victory?
No, not at all. He's long been a critic, as I have been, of Putin and of Russia. But my guess is, because he's a good bureaucratic player, Bolton will pick his when he's going to agree and when he's going to disagree. And he probably isn't going to disagree when he thinks it's a losing cause.
So just in the last few weeks, we've lost the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, the National Security Advisor. There is talk about James Mattis, the Defense Secretary, maybe being next, or John Kelly, the Chief of Staff at the White House. What do you think all this means for American foreign policy?
Well, I think it's confusing to our allies. I think our adversaries probably see it as an opportunity to act and get away with things while we're dealing with our own internal chaos. I think from a governing standpoint, it's not very good. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, the president should have people that he feels comfortable with. That's the best usually the best way to organize things. But this constant churn makes people scared about their job. It's hard to have a committee meeting when half the committee members are absent or unappointed. I think just the process of governing becomes more difficult, and you're not going to be as well prepared for those moments like negotiations or moments of crisis that you're not expecting that inevitably happen in an administration. So from a governing standpoint, it's a little concerning.
Let's hear now security analyst Jim Walsh with the Security Studies Program at MIT. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.